Hot stuff. Okay, well, this is exciting. You know, we have already gone through 8 contestants, and we have number 9. Mm. Now, number 9...
That generally comes after 8.
Yes. Now, this gentleman comes all the way from the island of Ewing, New Jersey. Do you have any idea, Karen, what the zip code of Ewing, New Jersey is?
You think you get me flubbed on this one, but see, I have a friend who lives in New Jersey. 08630.
Wow!
38 08638.
Unbelievable.
Area code 609. Thank you very much. Okay,
you never
ask him
cease
if I'm
to
correct.
Is she correct?
Auntie's right. Yeah.
Oh. The beautiful auntie is right.
It's worth points if you say beautiful. Okay. Well, this is Bill Wynn. He's a program director for an educational testing center. Bill's Ohana plays Hawaiian music at their backyard parties, even in the snow. Ooh! Performing Kawai Hai Hula, written by Bill Ali'iloa Lincoln, who, of course, was inducted this evening. Bill Wynn sings about the beauty of the Big Island. Please welcome Bill Wynn.
Aloha e Hawaii. Thank you. It's difficult to sing this song without talking a little bit about Uncle Bill Lincoln's home of Kawai Hai in the district of Kohala on the Big Island. And I do love this song, and I chose it because I love to hear Uncle Bill's voice, and I had no idea that he would be honored tonight in this way when I chose the song, but it's a privilege and an honor for me to sing it for you. 2 weeks ago, I was at the Big Island falsetto contest, and I had a chance to go to Kawai Hai, and I wish I knew where Uncle Bill's house was, or even if it still stands. But this beautiful song that he wrote talks about how the whispering sea rolls across the pebbles there, and the island of Puaka'ilima, which no longer exists. It was wiped out in a tidal wave in 1946, but they called it Puaka'ilima because they grew many ilima flowers there to weave leis for the royalty. And he talks about Poliahu, the snow goddess, and how she blankets the top of Mauna Kea with her cloak. And so I give you Uncle Bill, and I sing this with love for Vivian and Ginger, for Uncle Bill. I sing for you Uncle Bill's Kawai Hai Hula.
Ike ia e ma ko Oh,
Thank you. Oh, all the way from New Jersey, that's Mr. Bill Wynn. Woo! And now for the moment that we have been waiting for, I am so excited. There they are, one more time. Give them all a round of applause.
Our presenter for the Hawaiian language is Mr. Tony Conjugation, the head judge for the Hawaiian Falsetto Contest. The winner of this award will receive 2 nights at the Sheraton Keoho Bay Resort and Spa and a round trip air from Hawaiian Airlines plus a commemorative calabash. And the winner is...
Well, I must say they also get a calabash bowl. And they stay at the new Sheraton Keoho Bay Resort and Spa. They get $100 from Tony Conjugation's Halau.
Wow.
And a Milo Poi Pounder personally made by Bill Kaiva.
Wow.
All of that for the Hawaiian Language Award winner. All right, let's find out who the Hawaiian Language Award winner is.
The winner tonight for the Hawaiian language is Mr. Bill Wynn.
And now the grand prize. You get plenty. Well, you're going to get the grand prize, ladies and gentlemen. You get a Hula Records recording contract, a weekend getaway with Karen and Harry at the Sheraton Kauai Resort, $500 cash, courtesy of the sponsors of Aloha Festivals, $250 Hawaiian Host Chocolates gift certificate.
That's a lot of chocolate. Ooh.
And $250 Hilo Hattie gift certificate. And presenting this award, the grand prize, it's our tradition to have the CEO of Hula Records, Mr. Flip McDermott, and Debbie Nakanilua Richards of Hawaiian Airlines. May I have a drum roll, please? And the winner of the grand prize for the 11th annual Aloha Festival's Falsetto Contest, Bill Wynn.
All the way from New Jersey.
You do the court exit.